Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Friday, which means we're creeping up on winning off the field. You'll call in at 11:45. You'll tell us what's going right in your day. Chris Vanini covers college football. Looking forward to catching up with him at 11:30. Huge weekend starts tomorrow, including Ohio State, Penn State.
How about it?
Headlining game on a big Saturday around the country. Who scares you more tomorrow? I should say Sunday, when the Cowboys play at FedEx. Is it Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott? We just had Brad Sham on the horn. He was referring to the great success on the ground the last couple weeks to Dallas, but then also talked about the development made by Prescott. Dak has a 98 rating, a 14-4 touchdown to pick ratio, 1,400 yards. He is scrambling less. He is scrambling for more yards per carry. He is more effective and efficient in almost every category other than completion percentage. And again, Redskins fans do this with Kirk Cousins all the time, unfairly so. He throws a lot of passes close to or near the line of scrimmage.
I would too.
The Cowboys at this point have one of the least vertical passing offenses in all of football. Guess what? This is what works. This is what he does well. This is his strength. That is a good thing, not a bad thing. So people need to stop thinking of it otherwise. Tom Brady's done that en route to Super Bowls for years. Prescott's only 24. I've gotten to a point with the Cowboys, and the last couple weeks this hasn't been the case because Ezekiel Elliott's run like a madman, where Dak Prescott is almost as scary. Danny, who scares you more?
Oh, it's Dak. It's absolutely Dak. Now, if you get a game like last week where Zeke, you know, taking screen passes 70 yards for touchdowns and is, you know, going off right tackle for
that's
50 yards.
That's him at his best.
Then the game's over. You're losing 40-10. But the way that usually happens is he'll get his. Zeke will get his. That offensive line's too good. They block it up too well. They're too committed to it. They're going to get chunk yards. They're going to get their 7-yard carries, their fours, their fives on first down. Here's the thing. There's going to be so many times where it's 3rd and 8. There's going to be that 3rd and 12. There's going to be obvious passing situations. The Redskins, in both their losses, the X numbers overall didn't blow your skirt up last year. Both games, he was in the 17 for 25 for 220 yards and a touchdown kind of range. A couple scrambles, a couple easy looks to whether it's Dez Bryant, Terrence Williams, Jason Witten, whatever. The Redskins were epically bad on 3rd and long. They got to 3rd and long. You can get to 3rd and long against teams that love to run the football with a weapon as good as Zeke Elliott is and as good as that offensive line is. What can you do then? When the Redskins are so banged up, they're so not themselves, and Dallas has been so good this year at this, that is the guy that scares the heck out of me, because you've got to commit to stopping Zeke Elliott, and you say, okay, let's let Dak beat us. And you know what he's done this year for the most part?
He's beaten
people.
Yeah.
That's, to me, the answer.
So where I get concerned about Prescott and where your answer could play is just the off-schedule stuff that he creates.
Yeah.
That Carson Wentz has used to demoralize this team twice now. It's that 3rd down play where the waves are crashing in on the surfer and somehow he emerges still on his board.
He's so big, strong, and fast.
I don't know how that happened. I don't know why that happened. Prescott isn't quite as big as Wentz, but he's also what I consider to be a physical player. I mean, he can take on contact. He can use his arms to keep you off of him. He can stay upright. He's not going to go down easily.
He's got that stronger frame, too.
Like, 100%.
It looks, you know what I mean?
The answer to me is still Ezekiel Elliott, though. He is the best player in the league at his position when he is at his best. And he has been over the last couple of games. If you'd have played the Cowboys going back a month ago, Danny, I would have gone with you. I just said it's Dak Prescott. Ezekiel Elliott looks slow, looks kind of lethargic, looks a little bit heavy, looks like he didn't have a strong offseason, looks like whatever's going on in his personal life is weighing on him. Nothing's weighing on him now. He's putting up numbers. Go back to the Rams game. For about 2/3 of that game, did you watch a bunch of that game?
I did, yeah.
Because it was a day where the Redskins weren't playing at that time. He was early season Ezekiel Elliott. Then he ripped off a 17-yard run in the second half to set up a touchdown.
Pitch play around the left, I think, right?
Absolutely, opened everything up, and that was kind of the beginning of the rest of his game. Since then, he's played twice. They've had a bye week. He went for $116 against the Packers, and he went for $147 on 26 against San Francisco. He's also caught a pass of at least 16 yards in the screen game each of the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
He is back to his rookie form, and he is the scarier player because he can beat you in more ways. Prescott, you kind of always know where he's going to be. Ezekiel Elliott can actually beat a linebacker in the slot. You don't think of him that way because he weighs 228 pounds. Ezekiel Elliott in the screen game is as good setting up blocks as any big running back in the league. The guys that are normally great in that capacity are Chris Thompson.
That can kind of hide, explosive,
shifty,
quick.
Yeah. Tiny, low to the ground. Think Darren Sproles. Thompson's of that ilk. Ezekiel Elliott is more of your wrecking ball type, where if you get to Thompson, you're probably going to tackle him unless he can make you miss. Ezekiel Elliott, you're going to need some help. And in the open field, in space, it's hard to get multiple people around him. He's only 22. This is only his second season. And pending this suspension, I think we're only starting to see him scratch the surface. Now, what's crazy is, and this is slightly unrelated, we'll talk about Penn State in a minute. They are the biggest college football game of the weekend. As good a prospect as Ezekiel Elliott was, I think a guy like Saquon Barkley at Penn State is better than him. I really believe that. But Ezekiel Elliott's going to be one of the two or three best running backs in the league for the next 10 or 12 years, regardless of who comes out. If Barkley's added to that conversation, if you want to throw one of the other really good players in the league into the mix right now, go for it. But if there's a gold, a silver, and a bronze, he's going to medal for the next 10 years at that position, I think, or 7 or 8 until he runs into that wall in his late 20s.
Or gets suspended and parties too much. Or
that something. Could happen as well. But for this Sunday at FedEx, you're saying I'm either got to key on Ezekiel Elliott or Dak Prescott and make one of them beat me. Prescott might beat you. You said most of the time he does. He didn't against Denver. It's not a coincidence.
Totally true.
They got blown out in that game when Elliott rushed for 9 yards on 8 carries. Ezekiel Elliott will beat you. He will. They're not going to lose if they're running the ball well. They may lose if they're not throwing the ball well. But it's a 100% chance if you stop Elliott, you stop the Cowboys. It's probably like a 60% chance if you stop Prescott, you stop the Cowboys.
I see what you're doing there. I go back to last year, too, and that sample where I thought the Redskins, even though they were terrible against the run most of the year, I thought they did a really good job against Elliott. The second game, he still ended up with pretty decent numbers. I know he rushed for a couple touchdowns in the game, but, you know, goal line hammer type carries. It kept him under 100 yards both times.
And but they should have won the first game.
They should have won.
To your point, if not for a turnover late and a couple of gaffes at the end of the game, they do win that game. They had that game won.
They were in a great position to do it, certainly. And if this is the thing that I said, for the first half of the year at least, the third and longs, you know you're going to get them. Whether it's a false start penalty, legal formation, a holding penalty, something is going to put you in third and long. Dallas converted, I think, half a dozen of those things. It was the rookie quarterback forced him into that spot. They couldn't touch him, and that's what killed him. Because you know what? You're not dropping back throwing 45 times if you're the Cowboys, nor should you. This isn't a Tony Romo, not your older brother's Dallas Cowboys. This is a run. This is play action, the occasional mix and match with some read option stuff. It's Dak Prescott being accurate and on time with the football. That's what cost them both those two games last year. That's the recipe, I think. And we've seen what's killed the Redskins this year. Alex Smith scrambling around, killing them, and Carson Wentz scrambling around, killing them. Enter another guy that can do it just as good, if not better.
But you know what you don't have, though, if they're not running the ball well, is you don't have to worry about play action and boot.
This is true.
And it doesn't go away completely, but it's so much less effective. And that's where Dak Prescott ate the Redskins' lunch on Thanksgiving last year.
That's true.
It's where he ate their turkey and their mashed potatoes.
God, I would love that right now.
I would love anything right now that isn't healthy.
Just a big bowl of stuffing.
Just
a salad bowl
carbs.
Full of stuffing.
Chris Vanini covers college football. Ohio State, Penn State. Some other classics tomorrow. We'll ask him about those games. We'll also get the latest on Virginia Tech today from our boy John Laser. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.